This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Okay, so later today, after all the gift wrap's been squished up into a ball the size of Neptune, you've had a chance to practice your Tagalog by reading new instruction manuals, and the last pecan halves have been inhaled, it's time to finish off Christmas Day like a family of couch pastries. If you're looking for a film to download, rent, or demand, we have some suggestions from our friend, the actor, author, and film scholar, John Lithgow. He joins us from New York. John, so good to have you on with us.
Well, it's delightful to be on. Merry Christmas, Scott.
Merry Christmas. And we exchange lists, and at the top of yours was, if it can be said, a movie that needs no introduction, it's this one. It's a Wonderful Life, Frank Capra's classic.
On everybody's list.
Now, there might be a couple people who haven't seen it, or at least yet. How do we set the story up?
Well, it's a fantasy story that you don't really realize it's a Christmas story until the end, really. But it's a story of redemption, and it has possibly the greatest performance by Jimmy Stewart as a man who a family man, a good intentioned family man who loses his way, and is the victim of all sorts of bad luck and betrayals, and somehow or other he learns how many friends he has in the world. And he has a very, very happy ending on Christmas morning. How's that for a thumbnail sketch?
That's wonderful. Take that, Roger Ebert. We've got a clip. Jimmy Stewart playing George Bailey, and he's considering jumping off a bridge when a guardian angel intervenes.
Why'd you want to save me?
That's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel. Ridiculous of you to think of killing yourself for money. $8,000.
Yeah, now just things like that. Now, how do you know that?
I told you I'm your guardian angel. I know everything about you.
Well, you look about like the kind of an angel I'd get. Sort of a fallen angel, aren't you? What happened to your wings?
I haven't worn my wings yet. That's why I'm an angel second class.
That's, by the way, Henry Travers as Clarence, the guardian angel.
Mm-hmm. Listening to that, I have a shiver down my spine through my whole body. It just is so resonant. I can watch that movie over and over every Christmas, and I never, never tire of it. It's the first time I've heard it on the radio.
Things go better on the radio, we like to think. Got to say, you had one movie on your list, John, which just absolutely flabbergasted me. This is Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa. This is one of the most profane movies I've ever seen.
Yes.
And I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it, but it is one of the most profane movies I've ever seen.
Well, I can only tell you that it was the most fun Christmas Eve that I've ever had with my children. My wife and I, we all of us went to see Bad Santa on Christmas Eve. We just laughed. I mean, it is so subversive.
Well, let's listen to a clip. This is Billy Bob Santa talking to the kids coming up to sit on his lap.
What do you want?
Santa?
Yeah, I'm Santa. Come on, what do you want?
Barbie.
Say cheese.
Okay, fine, Barbie. Oh, thank you.
Ow, what's the toenails, kid?
Next. What do you want?
Also one of Billy Bob's great moments.
Oh, good.
So this perhaps reveals far more about me than I want revealed, Scott.
All right, my turn.
Okay, what have you got?
Something a little bit more family-oriented. Hoosiers.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Gene Hackman, of course, the small-town Indiana high school basketball coach who teaches his team to become a contender. Now we've got a clip. He's taken, based on a true story, of course, from Milan High School in Milan, Indiana. In the film, the team from Hickory High, that's a small town in the center of the state, gets to the basketball field house in Indianapolis where they're going to play for the state championship. And then they look up at this huge stadium, but here's what he tells them to do.
Measure this from the rim. How far?
10 feet.
10 feet. I think you'll find it's exact same measurements as our gym back in Hickory.
Oh, I love this film.
This is great, great film. Well, it is a redemptive film, and redemption is, we'll probably use that word about 30 times by the end of this interview, Scott. That's what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of sports stories are all about.
Another one of my favorites, because I thought for a moment, family, you need a Disney princess movie. But then I thought, in some ways, the original princess movie is My Fair Lady.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
Stanley Holloway, Rex Harrison, and Audrey Hepburn as Eliza Doolittle, but here, in this clip, it's Marnie Nixon singing in her behalf.
Well, it's also leavened by Rex Harrison. It's not a syrupy film at all.
No, you know, and I've actually been surprised as I've seen it in recent years. He's a tough character, Professor Higgins, isn't he?
I've actually played Higgins in both Pygmalion and My Fair Lady. It's a part with a lot of savagery in it. At least in the musical, though, he is redeemed also.
Now back to you, John. Another unusual choice on your list, just in the sense that David Lean's one of my favorite directors, but I've never seen the David Lean film you suggested.
Oh, Scott, have such a treat to look forward to. In fact, you should pick this for your Christmas afternoon.
Okay.
It's one of his early black and white films. I think it's from the early 50s, Hobson's Choice, and it has such an astonishing performance by Charles Laughton. I have to tell you, I only saw this film for the first time myself 1 or 2 years ago, and it immediately made me go back and look to see who won the Best Actor Oscar, because whoever it was an injustice. It is one of the great movie performances. Hobson's Choice is a wonderful sentimental film about a crusty old bastard of a dad who has daughters, and one of them, the oldest, is a tough cookie herself who makes the man pull himself together. It was the first movie that came to mind when you asked me to think about Christmas films.
Mm.
I don't know why. You have to watch it.
We have a clip. It's Brenda DeBanzi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
That's right.
And I guess Charles Laughton, the daughter tells her father about the man she intends to marry.
Do you hear, Maggie? I won't have it. Why, it isn't decent at your time of life.
I'm 30, and I'm going to marry Willie Mossop. And now I'll tell you my terms.
Terms?
You'll pay my man, Will Mossop, the same wages as before. As for me, I've given you the better part of 20 years' work without wages. I'll work 8 hours a day in future, and you'll pay me 15 shillings for the week. Now you can put your hand in your pocket and do what I propose.
Propose? I'll tell you what I propose.
This is one of the reasons Laughton is one of my favorite actors.
Hobson's Choice, by the way, we've done some investigation, 1954. And you know who did win the Academy Award that year?
No, tell me.
Marlon Brando. So do you want to argue with that?
Okay, that's fine. I guess I didn't look it up.
we have another movie to talk about that appeared on both of our lists. And I don't need to set up the clip so much now. Let's just
tease the audience, see if they can guess it.
La, 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 la.
And so it was Christmas Eve, and time had run out for the pig.
Are you doing him tonight, then?
Ooh. Of course, you know, that's Babe. Roscoe Lee Brown, of course, the wonderfully full-voiced narrator.
Yes.
What makes Babe such a wonderful picture?
I think it's the voice they found for that pig. It must be that.
So engaging, yeah.
It's just delightful. That and Charlotte's Web are the two great pig stories.
John, forgive me for not knowing this. Have you ever played Santa Claus?
I have not played Santa Claus, except in a living room once or twice. No, never been Santa Claus. I'm waiting for somebody to cast me.
You'd be great, but you'd be a fit Santa Claus.
Well, not the way things are going. I'm getting to resemble him more and more all the time. I've often fantasized about playing the young Santa Claus. I always thought that would be a good part.
Yes.
It seems to me that's a pretty good premise for a movie.
John, what a delight. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, this is great. I knew it would be fun, Scott.
John Lithgow, speaking with us from New York. Wonderful holiday to you and yours.
Same to you. Have a wonderful time with your daughters.